Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 109 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In podcast episode number 16, I talked about what to do when you are overmatched against an opponent. In this podcast, I'd like to flip that script to where you are the superior player and your opponent is the one who is overmatched. Specifically, I'd like to address the proper mindset you should have in a situation like this. Now, it's rather common at the club and recreational levels for there to be a wide range of skill levels amongst players who have the same rating. Moreover, at every park, club, and tennis venue, there are literally an endless number of casual and social but very competitive tennis groups where the disparity of skill level amongst its players are even wider. Now, I regularly come across recreational players whose games are head and shoulders above many in their regular play groups and competitive circles. Unfortunately, a common practice among some of these advanced players is they intentionally dial down their level of intensity in play, not wanting to overwhelm or embarrass their overmatched opponents. Many of these players don't want to unnecessarily ruffle any feathers in their particular tennis group, their reasoning being that it's just casual and social tennis after all, right? On one level, the courtesy displayed is understandable, but unnecessary in my view. All players who step onto a tennis court to play a match know exactly what they signed up for. In podcast episode number 33, I talked about competing hard and not needing to apologize for it. Like all sports, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, golf, etc., tennis is a very competitive sport. You compete and play hard to win. As long as you put forth your best effort and do it with integrity and sportsmanship, there's no reason to be sorry for anything. What I've seen over the years time and time again when players regularly and intentionally dial down their level of play is that their games suffer as a result. They develop bad habits, don't aggressively go after balls that are attackable, their footwork drops off, and they end up using less and less the most powerful weapon in their arsenal, which is their brain. And that often leads to questionable shot selection and decision making. This is why I strongly recommend to always play against competition that is comparable to your level, some who are better, some who are not, some who are very similar. You always have to challenge yourself to keep your game, physical and mental, as sharp as possible. To share a quick anecdote, there's a player at my club, let's call her Liz, who I met a couple of years ago at the local park. Liz is in her late 30s and super athletic, with a Federer-like smoothness and efficiency in movement, court coverage, and shot making, along with great game and court instincts. Because of her busy schedule, she gets in her tennis when she can, which is typically at odd hours during the day and throughout the week. Understandably, she cannot be too particular about her practice or playing partners, as it's rather challenging to find players who can accommodate her schedule. In Liz's particular case, most of her regular playing partners and opponents happen to be players whose physical skill sets and games are easily a notch or two below hers. Now, not to demean anyone's game, but over the years, Liz has played at a dialed-down three-quarter speed and intensity level in an effort to not overwhelm or embarrass the players in her playing group. Now, I've had the opportunity to play with Liz and some of her regular playing partners on numerous occasions. There is no doubt in my mind that she intentionally holds back when she plays against them. And in those few instances when I have seen her let loose and put on display the superb athlete and tennis player that she is, she's practically apologetic for doing so. The problem for Liz in dialing down her play all the time is that she's gotten used to playing at this three-quarter speed and intensity, regardless of the level of her opponent. Thus, on the occasions when she encounters a strong or more comparable level opponent, it's challenging for her to find that higher gear in her game. Her recognition of, reactions to, and ability to execute on attackable opportunities, for example, are nowhere as sharp as they should be. Folks, it is very difficult to turn your intensity and focus on and off. It's never as simple as flipping a switch. It's easy to dial your game down, but very difficult to turn it back up to a higher gear on command. If you are always dialing down your play, it could have long-lasting repercussions on your game that may be challenging and time-consuming to reverse. So an obvious piece of advice here is don't dial down your game. It's not your fault if you are the better player and your opponent is overmatched. You should not be concerned about your opponent's feelings. As I mentioned earlier, players know what they signed up for when they step onto a court to play a match. Play to the best of your abilities and never apologize for being the better player. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.